Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Italy aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union. I would like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Chair, Italy remains fully committed to effective multilateral action against the proliferation of nuclear weapons, other weapons of mass destruction, and their means of delivery. Despite all the efforts made, the existence of proliferation programs and networks, the difficulty of securing sensitive materials, and the risk of terrorists gaining access to them continue to pose major challenges to international security. The IAEA system of safeguards, multilateral, impartial, qualified, and effective as it is, plays an indispensable role in the implementation of the NPT and remains crucial to ensure the peaceful character of nuclear activities, for the non-proliferation architecture, and for our security. A restored joint comprehensive plan of action must be a key priority for the international community. We urge Tehran to stop the continuing uranium enrichment activities that have no credible civilian justification. We call on Iran to engage in serious dialogue and provide assurances of the exclusively peaceful nature of its nuclear program, in full cooperation and compliance with the IAEA's monitoring and verification mechanism, including the Board of Governors resolution of 5 June. We also call on Iran to stop supporting Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. Italy reiterates its call for the complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement of all DPRK's weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles. We condemn DPRK's continued development of its ballistic missile program in defiance of multiple UN Security Council's resolutions and urge all UN member states to fully implement those resolutions. We condemn increasing military cooperation between DPRK and Russia, including DPRK's export and Russia's procurement of DPRK's ballistic missiles. Chair, Italy highly values the importance of nuclear weapon-free zones for peace and security in accordance with the 1999 UN Disarmament Commission guidelines. We therefore commend the contribution of existing nuclear weapons-free zones to attaining these goals and call on nuclear weapon states to sign and ratify the relevant protocols of the treaties establishing such zones. Italy will continue to support efforts aimed at conducive atmosphere and an inclusive process leading to the establishment of a zone free of nuclear weapons in the Middle East on the basis of arrangements freely agreed among all states of the region. Italy, an active member in all multilateral export control regimes, highly appreciates the contribution made by these regimes to the goal of preventing proliferation. We also underscore the importance of confidence and security building measures in contributing to the global efforts to curb proliferation risk. In this context, we support the efforts of the Nuclear Supply Group and the Zanger Committee and recognize the Hague Code of Conduct against Ballistic Missile Proliferation as a widely subscribed multilateral instrument that aims at delegitimizing and preventing ballistic missile proliferation. Italy remains deeply concerned by the increasing risk of weapons of mass destruction falling into the hands of non-state actors, particularly in relation to terrorist acts. In this regard, we support the full and universal implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1540 and its follow-on resolutions. We underline the importance of the International Convention on the Suppression of Acts on Nuclear Terrorism and encourage all states to become party to this agreement. We reaffirm the unique and important contribution of the G7-led 31st member global partnership against the spread of weapons and materials of mass destruction. Italy also deeply values the entry into force of the 2005 amendment to the Convention on the Physical Protection of Nuclear Materials, as it enhances the scope of the convention and expands cooperation among states in countering the risk of nuclear terrorism. We encourage the states parties to the convention that have not already done so to ratify the amendment. I thank you, Mr. Chair.